God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God has commissioned his servant, Reverend Tolu Alogo Agboola, with the mandate of true worship, teaching the church the patterns of true worship. Be blessed as you listen.
Chapter 2, and I will read from verse 1 to about verse 9. In the seventh month, in the 120th day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, "Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and to the residue of the people." From verse 2, we see that the speakings of God were directed along three lines. It gives us a picture that in the day that God wants to bring recovery, one of the ways in which he categorizes a nation is to break them into three. He speaks to government, he speaks to priesthood, and then he speaks to the people. Are you with me? So Zerubbabel in verse 2 was the governor of Judah, was like the king. Government. People in secular governance. But he doesn't stop there, because the restorative energies of God do not only find expression through government. That's why you can't be looking at the government alone. It won't come from there alone. He also speaks to the priesthood, to Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and to the residue, the remnant of the people, saying, "Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory?" The reference here in this context was the temple. Because our reference for restoration is the nation, Nigeria. God is asking us a question. Who is left among you that saw this nation in her first glory? What stories can you tell, Emmanuel, about the glories of this nation? Most of the things that people know about this nation are negatives. On Sunday, I was hoping that our girls will win. Abi, they were beaten. And these same girls that had been glorified, match 1, match 2, match 3, could not arrive in Nigeria because they were stranded in Istanbul. So all of them slept on the floor of the airport in Turkey. These same glory girls Huh? You see the way people die in this nation who have served this nation. When they become sick, they begin to beg. Who is left? We can sectorize this request. Who is left among you that saw the academic system in Nigeria in its first glory? Are there still people around who saw the naira in our original glory when the dollar was not equal to the naira? I mean that the dollar was a lesser currency. That's how the journey began. The pound sustained the strength. And then at a point, the pound was 2 naira. That's where the slide took off from. But when the pound was equal to 2 naira, the dollar was not as strong as the naira. Now, if your friend abroad now flings you $20, you eat for $20 now. You eat for more than 1 week if you are not a large eater. That's almost $13,000. $20. You said? No, $20. How much is the dollar today? $6.84. You said $6.35. $6.95. Ah, okay. Let's go and look for dollar. It's sad. The last time I had to do an exchange was $1,000. I took 10 slim notes. You know, when they are clean, they are slim. 10 slim notes. They didn't even put it for an envelope for me in the bank. They just put it in a sheet of paper, A4, folded it. And so that it don't look like, I didn't carry it like a god. I rolled it in the A4, now flipped it into 2 and pushed it into my jeans pocket. But when I was leaving the malam, they were asking me, should we look for poly bag? No, because you need poly bag. I now spread it around my pockets and I needed to climb bike. So I was wondering, if I climb bike and my shirt rolls now, would they not be following me to the house? How did we get here? Who amongst you? It was a communication to the remnant that many of those who saw that first glory are long dead. They died. But did God keep anyone? And before you say, oh, our nation is bad, who among you saw the church of the living God in our first glory? Thank God for evangelistic crusades like Daddy Paul and Nature's crusades. Those crusades give us a picture of what was commonplace when we were small. Liberty Stadium in Ibadan was a hub for many crusades. And like we moved tonight, you don't need long prayers to bring God down. You only needed to bring Mama into the stadium. Mama Bolare, she does 2 songs, and God is like, God moves his throne and comes to sit inside Liberty. Thank God that we have started doing evangelistic crusade. You see, even the crusades are power crusades, are not evangelistic. Even now. It was a common place, but the evangelist went under. You know why? Survivor. Because they don't collect offering in crusade. And do they collect now? Eh? Ah. They have become wise too. Normally they don't collect offering in crusade. What we used to sing was Ibala Ofe La Muwa Ofe Ofe Ti Jesu Fe Jereshe Abi Ibala Ofe La Muwa O Ewa Ba Ibala Ofe O. So if you sing that song, they can put Iwosan inside it. You can collect offering. But the evangelist had to relocate, look for a building and start church. Because in church, there's tithe and offering. They must survive. Our church man fear, our evangelist man fear, one rob bone. They will labor in the bush. When the people are gathered, the church will now come under the cloak of discipleship, and they will start extorting the people. So the evangelist goes home without anything. So the evangelist has employed pastors too. Benny, that if we have 30 people gave their life to Christ, but the ones that will pastor, it's we that will spend their offering. So you see, many people now who are struggling, the only thing they have mastered is the gospel of salvation. That's the only thing they have mastered. Some of them have almost become hyper grace, because if you stay alone on the gospel of salvation, after a while you become hyper grace, because that's not the whole gospel. It's not their fault. A young man spoke to me, one of our brothers here, he's graduated now, I think he has started working. He came to me and said, their church is this way, one state that is this way. I won't mention the state. But man, if you keep going like this, you enter that state. Selah. What's the problem? He said that church had been there for 12 years. And I went there, I ministered there. It was as though to mark every year they had one member. Are you hearing me? To mark every year, what they had was one member. So how many are they? There are 12. That 12 is him, his dad, his mom, his sister, the sister's husband. And then some people around, and then one copper, the copper who was living around. I said they are worshiping here. So he was the 12th member in the 12th year. So I ministered and I told him, I said, the wisdom is, it's not that people don't come, they come, they go, they come, they go. Your dad does not have the tool of a pastor. Employ a pastor. Unfortunately, the other minister in the house too was an evangelist. Or connect with a pastor so that pastoral oil can drop. That church has grown. Because now the dad brings in the harvest, the pastor maintains it. Somebody say survivor. Who among you? Who is left among you that saw this house? Speak of the church. In our first glory. When I was ministering in the Citadel, we were older ones, I was telling them that, you see, gospel music has evolved. When we were small, the old gospel videos, you just see 5 or 6 people, they start in front of a flower, they dance, they sing. But you see, the songs they sang then, God bless you, Brother Watchman, the songs they rendered then had more impact than these clean videos that we are doing now. Now people go to borrow secular rhythm and they change the whole lyrics and put Jesus. Some now in church are not changing the lyrics totally. The only thing is they just smuggle Jesus in there's something they used to do, you know, they used to do, what do they call that thing? He says Ajasa. I don't know. You know that thing. They keep dropping like touts inside it. And we keep dancing to these things and say we are praising God. We don't understand that sounds are dedicated from where they are coming from. You can't arrive here, you now divert the worship. No. There's a Yoruba hymn that says it's English too. All hail the power of Jesus' name. One of the lines says we join the angels to sing. It means that what we are singing in the earth started in a realm. This worship we are doing, that's why a worship leader must be alive to what they are singing there. That's what brings the energy of the song. So if you claim that in church you can sing anything, we are joining some people. I watched one of Benny Hinn's meetings, was in Philadelphia. They sang the song, I've forgotten the song. Immediately, I think it was How Great Thou Art or so. One of these Katrikuman entrance hymns. When they stopped singing, if you watch the recording, you will still hear the song.
another choir started singing it. This choir had the orchestra was so accurate. It was out there I learned that we don't know how to sing. When angels sing, they are not like us. That choir sang for like 1.5 times. When he could not preach, he just laid on the ground and started crying. The song started here. We are the ones that joined them. Who is left amongst us? Who saw gospel music in our first glory? Let me not bore you. You know the songs now just talk to us about the who we are in Christ. There's one old song, watch my, I don't know if you know that song. Don't compromise. You know that song? Ah, watch my, I don't know. Brethren, don't compromise. As for me, there is no looking back. I won't compromise. I've forgotten that song, the person who sang it. But those were the kind of songs that helped us. You remember, if you listen to some musicians now, you will not remember heaven. There will be nothing like consecration. There will be nothing like devotion. So your life, they have changed gospel music to a feel-good music. Just shake your head to the rhythm and shake it to hell. Who is left among you that saw this house in our first glory? And how do you see it now? Does it look like it? There will be no need for restoration if we don't have people who kept memoirs of how it used to be. Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Let me cap it with this because I can sit more around the church. When we used to come out from church that time, you were not in doubt that somebody was going to church. I know the people spoke about the SU dressing, right? But at least with their dressing, we knew that they belong somewhere. There's no dress code now. The people from the club and the people from the church are they look alike too much. 2 years ago, one fellowship name we held on campus here had final year sent forth. So they sold the same cloth. I remember it was an Ankara, some brown into like orange. When I saw this, so I was driving in front of the school in the evening when they finished. When I saw the clothes they wear, I wept till I got home. This was the reason for my tears. You mean you went to church for 6 years and nothing entered you? 6 years! And you know why I'm bothered? Because if they were going to town church, there's a possibility they may not hear. At least there's still life on campus. Are you with me? The fire still burns on campus. So you mean that you spoke in tongues and said you didn't have sense? The bike men will begin to wonder, are they from church? Something was lost, and that's why we have been praying. Not just as a nation. If the church still has her manual, it will be difficult for the nation to stray too far. Because ye are the salt of the earth. Ye are the light of the world. It was not an utterance that was directed at human beings. It was an utterance that was directed at the disciples of Jesus. So not every Nigerian is light. Not every Nigerian is salt. The church is. When we stop giving direction, people stray far. Oh God, help us. Oh God, help us. Let's go on. We're going to verse 9. yet now, because when you hear these things, you see, I'm just running through that portion of scripture, then we pray, we go home. Yet now, the Bible says yet now. Even though where we have gotten to, you are, there's some degree of discomfort. You are burdened. And I live permanently with these burdens. I used to watch news, sir. I'm praying so I should know what is happening. I need to know what I can use my prayer to advance again. But these days, once it's 10 o'clock, I just switch to channels. I just want to hear the headlines. Then I'll watch for 3 minutes. Because in 3 minutes, they will have scrolled everything they want to do for that. They will have known who stole money and which village was attacked. There's not much to be happy about. Your heart is heavy. And when you come to church, you are only happy in church if all you hear is maybe the sermon and you go home. If you stay back after church and you stay with the right people, your heart will break. But I know some of you stay back after church. What do you gist about? Anybody? What food you will eat in the night, or how you're planning your wedding? Is that what you talk about? Because you didn't go home alone yesterday. What's your name again, my dear? Esther, you didn't go home alone yesterday. You walked with, which of your friends did you walk with? Okay, so were you gisting? Was it about marriage? Or naming ceremony? When I meet my brethren, what we discuss are the happenings in the church. How many times your heart is heavy. You wish that you didn't meet that person. There's one pastor and he was doing well. He has impregnated 2 people. Why did I have to hear this kind of thing? The bad news is so much that it chokes the good things that are happening. Some of you may say my company is wrong. Well, you know, we break into cities now. We do big meetings. We call them invasions. Not so. What happens after the meeting? The town is invaded. Many times we only shut down weekends. And if we finish on Sunday night, by Monday morning is business as usual. One of my brothers, that's what Papa calls us. So that's what I call those that God has placed under me to. One of my brothers invited me to their town. He now says something invasion. I say, "Oh, Benny, oh, come on, invasion there. Oh. Invasions that they stopped with Ayobabaola. Because when Ayobabaola leaves, there's no chief priest again. When Moses Olumolade leaves, there's no strange altar again. The Babalawo has converted. That's what they call an invasion. Not these jamborees that we do. And then we own our flashlight in the end. And claim that light has come to the city. And we wake up on Monday morning and there's still darkness. I'm burdened. We are not deceiving ourselves. We have entered what they call delusion. And you see, the strength of that is still, the delusion is deception, but is that has become a mental condition that a man can wear black and he believes against every doubt that I'm wearing white. He can fight to say I'm wearing white. It means there's no part of him that sustains truth anymore. He has believed a lie. He now lives out a lie. Sometimes when I get burdened, I begin to think like Elijah. How did Elijah exit? What did he say to God? He said, "I'm not better than my fathers." I know there are some people, you see, watchman, you remember that about 5-6 years ago, young people used to abuse the fathers. Many young people have sense now. Scandals have finished many of those young people. And they have seen people like Pastor W.F. Kumu is still standing. we have found out that the revelations we had, we did not embody them. We were just talking them. And so they didn't produce a man like unto the Christ. They only produced cerebral men. Spirits helped us to make the services look alive. And everybody is falling on the altars that our fathers don't even know exist, because they moved past away from them. Yet, the Lord says to us as a church and as a nation, now be strong, O Zerubbabel. So there is a word for those in governance. Be strong. Let the king be strong. Let the king be strong. Let every king whose ear is still open to the speakings of God, let them be strong. Saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedek, the high priest. And be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work. That's why I said on Sunday, that when we have finished praying, we'll begin to walk. You go back to that sphere that God has called you to bring change to Nigeria, and you begin to walk. Let the students go back to their books and become serious, because Nigeria needs spiritual, intelligent people. If Christians only know how to pray in tongues and they know how to fast, but they also know how to fail, it means that when they want to choose the best in the land, will not make it. So sit with your books. You must be the best so that the kingdom can find representation. Babylon will have lacked righteous men, but they were intelligent men in the name of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The Bible says, by consecration, there was a wisdom that was given to them, and they were 10 times better than their peers. Who am I seeing? Really? My dear, how are you? I must stop to greet you. Shake my hand. But what's wrong? You have seen her? Sorry. I'm like that. I can't look over some people. You are very high in my heart. I don't think I've seen you for like 3 years, four, thereabout. You see, we are still doing the things that we used to do. We have not failed God. Where was I? That's a strong interruption. Where was I? Yes, students, understand that your academics are designed to give God an opportunity in the future. That if they want to bring people into places by merit, you are not wanting. I'll share much on that on Sunday. So that if Shell wants engineers, or NNPC wants engineers, maybe those who are there are stealing our oil. But we'll smuggle you there because you had a first class, you had a 2-1. And they will clerk you with a managerial position which is secular. But under that secular garment, there's a spiritual man that can give the kingdom representation. If you are a tailor, don't let all your customers walk away because you sew badly. I'll share with my wife. I sew my clothes in Sokoto now. Remember my daughter that used to read Bibles for me? Tomwa. That's where I sew clothes from now. Because they have recommended me to many people. Only my body and your own masoran gun. When I enter the clothes, it's like a sack. There was one that I gave clothes to, and the guy I will call the guy. You told me to come on Friday. I said, I will not come on Friday. Just give you time. I'll come on Tuesday. And then Tuesday, I know I have meeting. So I won't go on Tuesday. I will now call him at 3 o'clock on Wednesday that I'm coming. He will say, be coming. He has not cut my cloth. And he will say, be coming. Say, come at 4 o'clock. So I'll tell my wife, I'm going to pick my cloth. I will drive to the guy's shop. The guy will now say, Emma. But next week. You see, when the guy did that thing for me 3 times, and I called him that, you are not afraid. If you fear God and you have honor for my place in God, you will tell me from home. No. Why will you bring me to your shop to do what? So the last time I went there, he maybe saw me coming from afar. I ran away and I forgot his phone. And I called him. And his boys are big. So I said, I want to pack my cloth. The boy said, you cannot pack cloth here. I said, you see, if I go home, I will not collect my cloth again. But there are things that happen to people that make them look for people. You know, when you just wrote my name, you didn't write address. You will be asking from anybody that you hear is Pastor Tolu. You will say you want to see. And you call. You, honestly, you will look for me. You don't treat me like I'm a nobody. One thing I do to tailors is if you collect my cloth, I give you money that day. So that there's no, that you know, because you did not pay. They beg. So I left. Those clothes were delivered the following afternoon. He had sold everything. I could only wear one. But at least he delivered them. There's the one that I gave clothes. He's also a believer. Oh, my son. It's from where I buy clothes that they gave me his number. I won't mention his name. It may be your tailor. Say, come. So, after 6 weeks of going there all the time to meet the guy, I now said, please, in the name of God, give me my cloth. I gave him 6 cloths, so I paid for 6. The guy now said, I said, don't worry. So when I was not going, he now said, but how will you pay me the money? And I said, have you noticed that I didn't ask for my money? Because it's not money that tailors used to sew cloth. Abi, his hand. If I start this issue on my money now for 6 different cloth, I say I'm a peace lover and God will forgive you. Because I needed to add that one so that God will not defend me against my wish. I went away. There's another one that I gave 3 trouser materials and paid money. When I came back, the money he could not refund. His own was worse. The trouser materials we could not find. Until the person who recommended me, a Muslim, I went to him and said, Oga, why did you send me to that kind of person? He said, he did that bad thing to you too. That he thought because he will honor my role. That's why he sent me there. So the trick is, if Mr. Tawo goes to sow, when you come for your cloth, you won't find it. Somebody came whose cloth he could not find. He has packed your own. So you will pack my own. And he will not ask you. Me, I will go pack Isaac's own. So any cloth you see, pack, go away. He goes to church. But he's not representing Jesus well. So the tailors here will be strong, knowing that restoration has come to a nation and you will be another kind of tailor. Those in ministry will sit more with the word of God. That realm, that season of being showmen is past. Until the word cracks, you will stay deep into the night. It's a new day for all of us, and it's a day of work. We are prayed. Jesus has altered structures. We need accurate men to man them. If what you are selling is food, please cook well. Somebody was recommending eating somewhere to me. I've had 2 experiences from there. A believer. You know, I've had many sad things. And it's because I believe the best about a Christian. People used to tell me, see, go for competence. Don't go for Christian. I say, no. How can my brother be doing something and I'll not go there? Abijibola, if you are sewing cloth, you not sew from me. Are you not my brother? But there are meals that punch. May God not order your steps in those directions. Everyone must begin to work. everyone must begin to walk. God will not come down and build our nation. We must build. He will give inspiration. He will give capacity. But Bezalel must chisel things. Bezalel must cut wood. Are you with me? If not, the model of the tabernacle will remain in the heart. Believers must become new people. And we must go before God. If we have lost our manual, to say, Lord, this thing you have called me to do, give me back the manual to be able to do it accurately. Christians must begin to do businesses differently. That's why I said, Mr. Tawo, we farm differently. Those, whatever we are doing, those who are selling rice or selling cake, or what do people sell? Those people doing drop shipping, we have plenty of them there. So, is Jerry around? Okay. In Jerry's, one of the kingpins in that area. You will do it differently. What people see on your platform is what they will be getting. Have you been a victim of that thing before? Okay, you don't buy. You will see a shirt, you will be happy. When the shirt is delivered, you will be wondering, it will be the same color. But yesterday my wife was saying, but when is this money? I want to buy this thing. I said, where? She said, online. I said, Don't be a victim. The clothes may come looking funny. If you compare the bag with the one that you paid for, you'll be wondering, and they will simply tell you, Nani. You must be honest now, because it's time to work. The new nation must begin from the church. Timeliness, dedication, genuine love for the brethren. Work. 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 Be strong and work. Be strong and work. When God says be strong, what it means is I am enabling you and walk. So the enablement is not for show. The enablement is not to mesmerize ourselves. It is for work. The anointing has an intelligent quotient inside it. It must be deployed to get things done. The last time I ministered in the seminary, one of our teachers, he was a physics teacher, he was a foreign man's teacher. I've forgotten his name. Mr. Debanwi. Yes, I remember his name. His table was at the door. My own, you have to come in a little when we're teaching in Goma. He lectures now at Olusegun Agagu, University of Technology. I think that's in Okitipupa. But he was in town when he saw the banner. And said, this is teacher brother. They say he's a pastor. Now let him come and see me. One of the questions he asked me was, how did you become like this? How did you become like this? You were in that seminary meeting. He said, how did you become like this? So I told him, I said, how did I teach further maths? I don't have time to write lesson note. Because they say we should have four examples to teach differentiation from first principles. My first class, class A, SS1, is it SS1? Differentiation is SS2. Calculus. SS2A, with two examples, has understood it. SS2B needs the four examples. SS2D needs 12 examples. C and D, you need 2 weeks. How do you write lesson note? Because if you write lesson note, once you teach them those four examples, the average teacher does not want to know if they understand it or not. He moves on. So I walk into class and I understand that there is a spirit in man. So if you compare my examples drawn from my mind with YX standard questions, they match. At least Timo was my student. Pastor Timo was my student. Mr. Runke was my student. Who else did I teach here? Any of my students here? Okay, did not come today. But I have seen these same students all over the nation of Nigeria in university campuses. You taught me. When I was in FUT Minna, two young ladies came to me. Immediately I heard master. You know, that's what we used to call us, master, like Chinese food. Say, master. It was the same question. He said, when did you become like this? It was anointing under a secular garment. So go and be doctors. You will cure some by analgene. You will cast out some things to cure some. That one you must not charge them, because it's freely you receive. Habi. When you meet a man who beat his wife and the woman has scars, it's the same man that brought her. You will clean the wounds, but you will instruct the man unto righteousness. So that when Mr. Tawo is resting in the farm, after they have snapped picture, they used to snap picture with this, he will behold the farm, and he will begin to teach the parable of the sower. That there's a harvest beyond this harvest too. And it's a harvest of the nations. And you must find yourself on this side and not on that side. So that after a while, they won't call him Oga Tawo again. They will call it a pastor. And that's what they will be calling you. Be strong and work. Be enabled spiritually and then labor with physicality. Let's go on. My time is almost up. I think I want the team be strong and work. Be strong and work. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. And he says to them, fear not. The body of Christ must come into the consciousness that we are not all by ourselves. The spirit of the Lord remaineth amongst us. This national recovery thing is going to be possible. I have seen two men carry this thing on their head a lot. Dr. Gwell is one, Professor Vincent Anibogu is the other person. In the last 1 or 2 years, I've seen Pastor Chintok too, because I know in the heart of Pastor Chintok too, there's national recovery there. He keeps talking about it. And every one of us must talk about it. Beyond personal recovery, you want to leave a nation for your children where things work. But it is work that makes those things work. You start from your little corner. Don't take more than what is good for you. I've shared with you that when I was serving, they called us for a meeting in Maiduguri. One of the masters of healing in Ghana, Bishop Charles Agin Asare, was coming for a crusade. We were less than about 90 in the building. They prepared food for 240 people. The meeting did not finish because some people started fighting. Instead of less organized crusade, they were like, okay, if souls are won, which church will they go? That's what killed the arrangement. We have not done crusade. We don't know if souls will be won. They already sharing, okay, people who live in that area, let them come to our church, this thing. So the man felt frustrated and they shared the grace and they said, well, before you come, there are food packs there. We were coppers, so we waited for our fathers to pack to the place. By the time we got to the table, there was no food left. We were 90, it was 240 packs. So what happened to it? It means all of us could have taken two. We will now share half again. Abi, or more than half. It means some people carried for themselves, for their wife, for their children. They will not cook the afternoon. We coppers who were trusting God to survive could not get a plate. All of us would decide that we will not take more than his meat for us. When we speak of brotherly love, it's not just laughing to people. is that if you have in excess, it flows. I have a bank account that is always entering zero all the time. Always. You know why? Because anything that is where I pull in funds into, it's always entering zero. It's as though when money comes in, there's always every one of us, the little we have, we share. And then we grow together. We must do things differently. Because we have a different spirit. As a nation, we must do things differently because we have, by prayers, occasioned the expressions of another spirit into our nation. And we must comply with that spirit. Understand that the spirit that we have invited is a king spirit. He's Lord. And so we must subscribe to his demand. That's what makes our nation truly great. That there are people willing, there are people obedient. Let me just read to the end. Fear not. Let's just read to the end. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. Go on. And I will shake all nations. And the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house. Like I said, it was a prophecy to the new temple. But I believe that it is also a restorative prophecy to the new Nigeria. That he will fill this house with glory. With the communication of all of his operational attributes. Saith the Lord of hosts. Verse 8. The silver is mine. The gold is mine. Now, the reason why silver and gold was mentioned was not because God was saying your economy will be buoyant. It was because, you see, this temple they were building was lacking in certain supplies. They were building after exile. So the good things in the land, the wealth of the land had been stolen. Solomon's temple was built by warfare. David dominated you, then you contributed. Now Israel had been robbed. Israel had gone into slavery. And they were returning because Haggai was a contemporary of Nehemiah, was a contemporary of Ezra. It was the same temple the three of them built. So they had to adjust the size of the temple. It was slight, it was built on the original foundation of the old one, but it was smaller because they didn't have enough material. And they had to replace some things. If you polish brass, it will shine, it will look like gold. So they had to adjust a few things. There were two things that were missing. There was no silver. There was no gold. And God was saying, don't be afraid to build. The things you don't have, the things that scream inadequate to you, will be supplied. No, somebody is saying, which influence do I even have? King Moniga, you will have. Because God is saying that all that you require to be able to give expression in this new Nigeria, he will give to you. It's not a day of manipulation, brethren. It's not a day of manipulation. It's a day of spirit followership. I want to announce that to you. There will be many new faces on the landscape. Many new who by the wisdom of God have been able to burrow their way into limelight. That's why we have been encouraging. That when we have been praying, pray, oh, because God marks people who weep. There will be new ministry in our nation. There will be new businesses in our nation. There will be new entrepreneurs. Mr. Tao, there will be new farmers in our nation. And the world will begin to look into different places. There will be new politicians. Yes! New ones. Our academic system will change. Our research system will be new. Our financial system will also be new. All that you need to build a new nation, I have them. Silver is mine and gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former. He didn't say the latter house shall be greater than the former house. Because in the physicality, the old house is superior to the new one. But God is saying the difference maker will not be the physicality. I will put something in the new house that was not in the old house. I come to address a nation. That we may not have time to put all the things we want to put. The organization in the times of Ezekiel, in the times of Awolowo, of Tafar Balewa, and then the Sultan Belo and all of them may be better than now. But God is saying that our nation will be won an order of glory. That if those old men were given the privilege to spy upon us, they will be envious. Out of the ashes, oh, am I dying today? Oh, we didn't finish reading. And in this place, can we read together? Will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. There will be peace. There will be peace. There will be peace. The glory will be the habinga of peace. Yes, it will be the advanced escort of peace in our nation. In which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new. Two more times. Out of the ashes, of my dying,
today,
I see the breaking of a brand new, a brand new day. O Kimano Kato Santana Nagoda, Eke Kodiata, Epi Komo Kasate Kotelekia Tabaya, Rekito Sakatakito Kayata, Ekino, out of the ashes,
out of the ashes.
Oh my God.
We see the breaking
of a brand new nation in which the name Aleho Telama Sante Mieleto Ebreto Lino Kamakoma Mama Mataliata. We see the breaking of a brand. This is our penultimate night. We will return tomorrow to journey again with the glory. 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And then we'll come for our victory celebration on Friday morning. He has heard us. He has heard us. When God placed the demand upon us as a people, He said 200 hours. That is what is necessary. Yes. That is what is necessary. He will blow. He will blow like a wind upon our nation. He will blow. His signature will be felt on every sector. One more time.
Out of the ashes. Of a dying today,
we see the breaking
of a brand new day.
Oh, in which the name,
of the Lord alone is glorified. We see the breaking of a
I'm sure you've been blessed by this message. Fellowship with us at His Worship Christian Network, HWCN, located at 4D on the G, Ogbomosho, Oyo State, Nigeria. You can also join us to worship on our e-platforms, MixLR, HWCC, Facebook, HWCNNG, Telegram,
HWCN Global Group. God bless you.